So, we're going to speak on meditation. We're going to start off with reading a psalm, Psalms 19:14. And it says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." So first, what is meditation? Meditation is where you reflect or ponder on something. We're going to read Joshua 1:8. Says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success." So I was thinking, how are you supposed to meditate, especially on scriptures, if you don't know the scriptures? So 2 Timothy 2:15 tells you, well, how to fix that, to study to show thyself approved. It shows that you need to study to be able to meditate on God's word, especially scriptures. So back, I'm going to read Psalms 19:14 again. Well, I'm just going to say it. It tells us to the meditation of my heart. So it tells us that meditation starts in the heart. But if you go to Psalms 119:11, sorry, there's a lot of scriptures. It says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." You can only hide God's word in your heart if you study. Again, studying the scriptures is key to being able to meditate on the scriptures. And that is where your heart is, where your desires, wants, and emotions are all at. So it's going to be a lot easier to meditate on God's stuff if that is where your heart's desire is at. I'm gonna go back to Psalms 19:14 again. So the verse starts off by saying that the words of thy mouth, what are acceptable words? So 1 Timothy 2:3, I'm going to read out of the Amplified, says, "For such praying is good and right, and is pleasing and acceptable to God, our Savior." So, as we just read, praying is pleasing and acceptable words. Well, what are other acceptable words? Acts 3:7-9. And it says, "And he took them by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God." Which then, the acceptable words is praising God. That is another form of acceptable words. And I have one more, Psalms 59:16. It says, "But I will sing of thy power, yet I will sing out loud of thy mercies in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble." So singing praise to God is another form of acceptable and pleasing words God likes to hear. So in Psalms, I think, what is it again? 19:14 basically asks what are acceptable things to reflect and meditate on. So I have Psalms 1:2, and it says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." So one of the things you should be meditating on are obviously scriptures. And so another one is Psalms 77:12, and it says, "I will meditate also of all thy works and talk of thy doings." So this one's pretty easy to meditate on, all the things that God has done for you, telling people, reflecting on it, especially if you're going through a hard time. Right. It's the easiest way to cheer yourself up, honestly. Right. The last thing that I have that we can meditate on is if you go to Psalms 7:17. And it says, "I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High." A lot of the time I get songs stuck in my head, so I wrote down, everyone gets songs stuck in their head. Why not use that time to meditate on the words and make sure you actually know what the song means? Okay, I'm going to have to meditate on the things of God. You need to be still and have a clear mind of everything. I have Psalms 4:4 to back that up. It says, stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. If you can try to find a place where it is just with you and God, I have Genesis 24:63. It says, 63-65. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field in the evening time. He lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. For she had said unto the servant, what man is this that walketh in the field to meet us? And the servant said, it is my master. Therefore she took a veil and covered herself. So in verse 65, if you look back there, it says, for she has said unto the servant, what man it is that walketh in the field to meet us? She said, what man, which is one person, just him. He was out there, just him and God. Which means he was meditating out there all by himself with God. You can meditate while fishing, shopping, driving, exercising, but it's easiest to hear God's voice when you're meditating all by yourself with no distractions. That's all I have.
Very good. Amen. Very good.
Those very, very good thoughts from Bree. One of my favorite things and one of the hardest things I think to do is to find that quiet place to really dig deep. But without further ado, we have Brother Cody Dotson speaking.
So before I get started, I'm going to start off with prayer. Lord, thank you for this day and thank you for beautiful weather you gave us today, and allowing us to be here and gather with you and the freedoms we have, and help me to say things you want me to say, and just help me with that in Jesus' name, amen. So I was asked to speak about acceptable words and meditation, and Psalms 19:4 says, let the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And so, like, when you're reading that, you're probably thinking, okay, so what are acceptable words and meditations exactly? Well, if I was going to say I had a definition, I would say, well, acceptable words is what I would describe as anything that glorifies God and praises Him thoroughly with what you're saying. Acceptable meditations, anything godly you can meditate on and know that you're not wrong about it, and basic truths, so like meditating on God's love for us, God's promises and not to flood the earth again, and those are just like basic examples of what we know is true. And like Sister Bree said, finding a quiet place to meditate on those things, and just to get those things cleared up with God. And you know, you can sit out there, pray about something you've been worried about, or maybe a test at school and you don't know how you're going to do, so you go find a quiet place and you meditate about it, maybe study before, and then the next morning you wake up and you're all ready for that test, and then you pray and ask God just to help you pass that test. So acceptable words would be like words that bloom God's essence and power that would lift up God. And acceptable words are not like dirty jokes, foul language, and anything that is not supposed to be said. But yes, you can make jokes, only good jokes though. But the Bible says, to everything there is a season. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, to everything is there a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven. And verse 4 also says, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. So back to meditation, like ways to meditate, go outside with no distractions, and just go up there. Talk to God, spend some time with Him, think on the heavenly things that He wants you to think about, and like I said, maybe you can go out there and pray about something you're worried about or something upcoming. And so you want to make sure you have no distraction, and maybe read God's word, maybe try to find out what He's calling you to do to advance His kingdom. 1 Timothy 4 4:15-16 says, "Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to them, to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee." So I'm going to bring the last few scriptures about acceptable words and meditations. Acts 6:7, "And the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. The first part of that verse is what we need to do: increase the word of God. The last part of that verse also says, be obedient to the faith. We need to increase the word of God, be obedient to the faith. And as a Christian, that's what we should naturally do. Just be obedient to anybody who tells us to do something. Maybe your mom's telling you to go take out the trash, and you're like, well, I don't want to do it. The better way to do it is be like, okay, I'll just get it done and over with. The last few verses will have to do with meditation. Lying is not an acceptable, not acceptable words. Philippians 4:8 says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things." You need to think on the things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, and of good report. We need to think about the things of that nature, and that would want us to help advance the kingdom of God and just be a witness. Lying isn't acceptable words. Proverbs 12:22 says, "Lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight." Hebrews 13:5-6, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what shall man do unto me." So we have to watch how we have good conversation. That's all I have. Actually, wait, one more verse. 1 Peter 1:16, "Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy." And Psalm 51:15, "O Lord, open thy lips, and my mouth shall shew forth thy praise." Sorry for that, like, not being all in a... If that's confusing, just talk to me later.
Very good. Amen.
Again, very good thoughts from Brother Cody Dotson.